Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is your co-host for Whatever Wednesday, Lisa Diamond. And I also have Ian Robb on the line with our guest for today. Ian, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce our special guest.
Perfect. Good morning, everybody. So we have V. Brad Horn, Director of Marketing for North America, with us. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brad.
Perfect.
Brad, you're very brave to come on Whatever Wednesday and do this challenge.
I know. I literally just got to the office, haven't even had any coffee, haven't stretched out, so I'll do my best.
Uh-oh. You know, we got Tom Zhang right on the phone with us, too. He's going to guide you through this whole test. Are you ready for that too, Brad?
Yeah.
No, we don't have him, but we wanted to, but they have camp today. So we're going to have some fun with you there. He was going to accept that challenge right there. So this is what we're going to do, team. We're going to start off with Brad Horn right here doing the recovery challenge so he can experience what we do when we do events and when we do booths and have people have their own experience with Beamer. And then when he's spending the time on the Beamer recovering, we're going to ask him a few questions. So are you ready, Brad? Do you have you're ready to get on the floor and start doing some push-ups?
My assistant, intern Evan, just walked in. Truth be told, he's part of the marketing department, but he's an independent third party. He's going to help out by counting. So, hold on one second. Are you ready? I'm going to give you the phone. All right. So, hold on.
And Brad, when you do this, you have to listen back to the beginning of this month when I had to do it, or last month or whatever. I think it was last month. And people literally thought that I was having issues and wanted to call the paramedics because I wasn't breathing.
Are you time, or do I need to, or is Evan going to count out this?
He's going to count out loud. I'm going to do the time, okay? And then when I say stop, that's when we're going to stop, okay?
Okay.
On your mark.
I want to preface this. Tom is like 20 years younger than me and also probably a foot shorter and shorter arms, so he might have had an advantage, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I still wanted him on this call because of that there too, but that's okay. All right, here we go. We're going to get started, team. Ready? Get set? Go.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41,
all right,
42,
perfect.
42.
Perfect. Stop. We had, what'd you get right there?
We got 42.
42. All right. We're going to mark it at 42. I think it was 39. We'll start at 42 just to give you a little more challenge now, Brad. So now you're going to lay on the B-body and put it on intensity 3 with the plug on.
Hold on.
And then you're going to take that B-pad, and normally we've been placing it just below the belly button for helping out getting rid of the metal bug waste products. But for this recovery challenge, we're going to have you place it on your chest. And we want two of the coils on each pec and one in the sternum, and then you're going to do a program one.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I've got the B-body all set up.
It's all good. It's all good. We understand. So for the team that's out there listening to this, we've been doing this challenge from last month and trying to have people have their own experiences. And doing this challenge, I did it in my own booth, and people really saw a difference. Because a lot of times when they go on the Beamer, like you know, they go, I don't feel anything. I don't feel a difference, because they're expecting like a TENS machine or cryotherapy or something of that nature where they really want to feel, have that experience. This gives them an opportunity to really see the power of the Beamer signal and how quickly it could be used for their own experience. Okay, so let me know when you're ready.
I've got both going now. By the way, I got the challenge maybe a year ago, maybe even longer, from Randy Hood. I've never actually seen it done. I've actually heard it done now on this show a couple times, but I'm excited to do this, so we'll see.
It's good. I'm glad we're getting you to do this with us, because you work closely with a lot of our sports ambassadors, brand ambassadors, and having them do this, we've become now the number one, get this, Lisa, number one Blog Talk Radio show for Beamer because of all these sports ambassadors and people doing this with us. So thank you, Brad, for helping us with this. So maybe you can tell us, besides giving us the number one ranking, to help us understand the benefits of having brand ambassadors and what that would mean for Beamer, especially for marketing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm still trying to catch my breath. That's probably not a good sign. But
you should have heard me, because I had to count, but I wasn't breathing. So when you're doing this, I want you to take those deep breaths there too, and exhale and inhale as you're talking to us. Go ahead.
But, Brand Ambassadors was an initiative we started maybe a couple of years ago, maybe even longer, with Tyson McGuffin in pickleball. And it was something that I had done previously in my career many times and understood the value of having independent third-party testimonials, you know, so not us talking about ourselves or not our distributors talking about how wonderful Beamer is, but when you really get influential people, you know, we call them ambassadors, but they're really influencers because they have influence over communities, and that's normally what we look for, are ambassadors that have very large national followings so that they can communicate the Beamer message out to people that we don't already speak to, frankly. And so with pickleball, I'll be honest, I never heard of pickleball when I first heard of Tyson McGuffin, and it was, I think it was Dottie that introduced us to Tyson, and it's great because he had an authentic, kind of really, really powerful story about how he was introduced to Beamer, how he used Beamer, and that was our first partnership, and that kind of rolled into, gosh, triathletes and golfers and track and field stars and football players, and I think we have almost every major sport covered on the human side, and even all the disciplines on equine. And the reason it's so powerful, like I said, is, you know, when you put all of them, I think we have maybe 40, 45 ambassadors across human and equine now. I mean, they reach millions and millions of people every single month when they post or they talk about us. And those are people that we wouldn't normally be able to reach through our own social media or our own advertising or through our own distributor network. So that's the whole idea, is just to get this kind of network of people that have influence, that have credibility, that can speak to their audiences and just tell very authentic stories about how they incorporate Beamer into their life and how it's changed their life. And, you know, the upside, I always tell people, especially colleagues outside of Beamer, they're like, oh, what do you like best about Beamer? I'm like, well, the fact that the product works. It's so easy to talk to an ambassador, because as soon as they try it, they, especially athletes, they seem to get it quicker than other people because they're so in tune with their body. So, and they always have such a great story. And that's really what we want, is very authentic, credible stories that are shared with millions. And, you know, if we help spread the word about Beamer and the awareness of Beamer and, of course, the credibility factor of Beamer, just makes it easier for all the distributors. So hopefully when they're talking to somebody that they've met that they feel might be interested in Beamer, chances are maybe they've already heard about it. And even better, maybe they've heard about it from somebody they really admire, like a professional athlete.
Absolutely. So I got a question for you. I thought when I first met you, when you came into the corporate office and I was there and we were talking about Denise Mueller at the time. Was Denise the first one or was Tyson?
It's probably that's a close one, actually, because Denise, we had a relationship through, and I know you knew Denise, maybe some others did as well. I remember her was at the convention, so maybe it was her. Now I think about it, but she wasn't official in a way. We had a relationship with her, but we didn't have an agreement. And what we used to do, which is different now, I mean, we have agreements with very specific responsibilities for all the ambassadors of how often they need to post, on what social media accounts they need to post. What's really new this year, as we've renewed a lot of our ambassador agreements, is they now all have PR responsibilities. And so what's really exciting, you know, especially for a lot of you managers, you'll see in September at the manager meeting some of the recent PR pickups that we've gotten from, like, Forbes magazine, Pickleball magazine. Gosh, we have interest from Access Hollywood with Brooke Burke. I mean, just all kinds of things. So it's a new initiative for us, is to take our ambassador relationships to the next level and get more traditional press media rather than just, you know, having them communicate through social media.
And that brings up a good point. Why don't we talk about our new opportunity right now with the PGA Tour sponsorship partnership. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that for us and how it works for us?
Yeah. I mean, golf is such a perfect fit for us, demographically, psychographically. They tend to have a lot of disposable income. So, I mean, we love golf. I mean, pickleball is great too, but if you ever hang around about golfers, I mean, they don't blink when spending, you know, $600, $700 on a new driver. And so we identified golf very early on, and we aligned with Mike Weir, who at the time, I'll be honest, he was not at the top of his game. He was in his late 40s. He's now 51. But he began using Beamer a couple of years ago, and it really has turned his game around, his game, his training, and he'll talk about it. So knowing that we had Mike Weir, we had a good relationship, and we were about ready to renew with him, we actually got this opportunity through PGA Tour magazine, and they have a section called Essential Guide to Golf, and they talk about health and wellness and what a lot of the tour pros use. And so we have an initial six-month relationship with PGA Tour magazine, and it includes print ads and digital ads, digital banner advertising on their website. They have to post monthly on social media. We get access to their email database. We've already developed a landing page on life.beamergroup.com where we send all the traffic that we get there. We feature Mike Weir. So it's a really kind of integrated campaign where we have our own ambassador, we have advertising, we have PR, we have press. And what we haven't shown yet, I'll probably talk about it next month, but I'll share with you guys, is Mike Weir just did an interview with Forbes magazine, and when you do something like that, it's what they called earned media versus paid media. In other words, we don't actually pay for that, so we don't really control it. But it was awesome. It was probably a 10-paragraph story about Mike Weir, his career, how he's turned it around, the tools that he uses to help him stay fit at 51 to play on the senior tour. And, of course, he talked about Beamer. So it was a very kind of authentic, organic way to weave Beamer into a very, very credible story. So stuff like that you're going to see more of. Kind of need to send a story through compliance one more round to just get that approved in order to share with the field. But then we'll create materials, probably PDFs that we'll put in the distributor library that all the distributors can use. And by the way, so I just finished my Beamer session.
I heard that. I'm going to ask you just two more questions to kind of get in there a little bit.
Yeah.
But help us, the IBDs out here, understand how this can benefit us. With all this advertisement out there, and especially the online advertising, how can we use this to our advantage and with regards to what we do?
Yeah, well, so, you know, the reason why we invest in media is not really for the advertising side of it. What we want to do is we want to control online search for Beamer. And so for those of you that have been around for a few years, you probably remember a couple of years ago when we did not invest in online marketing, there would be a variety of not, I would say, inaccurate content put up there by competitors, by whomever, right? So because because we weren't communicating our own messaging. And so what we wanted to do is make sure that if anybody was really looking for Beamer, that they'd be able to find a very truthful, accurate story of what Beamer is and what Beamer can do for you. And so that's where we invested really in paid search in the beginning. And now we've taken it even further, and we do ads, a lot of social media advertising, a lot of retargeting advertising, banner advertising. If somebody comes to our website and they poke around a little bit, but maybe they're not ready to buy, then we'll retarget them with ads. But the whole idea is all about awareness and credibility and driving them to the website. And you know, we obviously don't sell products directly, right? All products have to go through distributors. So what we do when we do collect leads, we distribute those back out to the field through the regional directors, and those go to the managers. But even if you're not a manager, you know, the benefit of advertising is just that awareness and credibility. You know, if you have a prospect and you meet them at a Starbucks and you're telling them about Beamer, you know, it's an expensive product. Chances are they're going to go home, they're going to Google it, and we want them to see all the great content, all the things that we're doing, our ambassadors, the testimonials, all the powerful videos that we have online. And that's the whole idea, is just to control online search.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that this kind of falls into right where we are moving on to now, which is going to be the first corporate-funded event, which is going to be at the Quarter Horse Congress Horse Show. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and let everybody know about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting. You know, I've never been to a horse show, so this will be interesting. But the horse show runs almost the entire month of October in Columbus, Ohio. And we know a lot of our distributors have done horse shows in a smaller fashion. But the Liechtenstein office has been doing corporately funded horse shows for a couple of years, and they really do it right. They get a really big 20x30 booth, and they with all their top equine sellers, and we're doing the same thing. We're working on a booth right now. It's actually a little bit bigger than 20x30. We're going to be able to repurpose that for multiple horse shows, even frankly human shows that we might want to go to and exhibit in the future. So we're kind of investing in this really nice booth. And in equine, even more so than on the human side, it's all about credibility with them. And you want to make sure that, you know, you have people that can really talk the talk in a situation. It's kind of horse people talking to horse people. So we're working through a small team. Obviously, Ian, you're included in that small team to kind of help gather, you know, distributors that want to work the show. Our role corporately is to make sure this booth looks awesome, and we're going to have multiple TVs, and it's going to be like a barn-like setting, and we're going to be showing looping videos. We're going to have ambassadors, athlete ambassadors, equine ambassadors that happen to be at the show. They're going to be doing autograph signings. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to it. And like I said, it's our first show, so we're kind of interested to see how it goes, but it's a 30-day show, and it's going to be great learnings for us.
Great, great. All right. Now, before we move on to the second part of the recovery challenge, I'm going to give Lisa one shot to ask a question, because it feels like all we're doing is sitting at a wine bar here just drinking wine and you and I just talking. So, Lisa, do you want to add anything?
No, I just want you to know, Brad, do you know what Tom Zeng's numbers were?
No. Tell me, what's the second number?
His second number was 58.
Oh. Well, again, a short arms. I mean, I'm not making excuses, but you know.
Well,
you're gonna have to go a little faster.
It's also the percentage difference. So
what's that?
It's a percentage difference between the first time you did your push-ups to the second time.
Okay.
And then right. That is really the recovery challenge. But the other aspect of it is hopefully you'll notice here too, is that you're not going to feel stiff and sore and have that lactic acid built up like Tyson McGuffin talked about, or Tom feels like, you know what, I wasn't winded. I was feeling much better. So that was kind of eye-opening for him. So he actually was going to be talking about doing this. And I know, Brad, you tell me when I work with you when it comes to ambassadors, you always tell me one thing, and that is don't promise them anything, Ian. Don't promise them any product. And I don't. But guess what? In this challenge, if you don't do better than Tom, then we're going to set him up a Beebody. So,
okay. Of all the people you chose, Tom, he works with professional athletes all day long. That's all he does. Okay.
It's all good. They're ready to have everybody sleep on them with the 49ers now, he says. That's how we're going to turn this around. So it's going to be is going to be a positive for Beamer. So, okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Not yet. Let me get down the floor. Hold on.
You have your counter there, too? We didn't bore him too much?
Hey, I've got to count faster.
Do my best. All right, guys. Brad's about ready. You guys got a clock on us?
On your mark, get set, go.
Winded.
Well, I think I worked harder the second one, but
well, you didn't have a cup of coffee, and you're stressed getting to work on time for sure.
No, but you know what? I don't know about the winded part, but I definitely felt fresh even the second time around. I actually felt a lot of energy, and then I think when I hit the 30s, I got a second wind and picked up a pace a little bit. Yeah, I feel good.
That's good. Now you can understand why we want to do this at the Quarter Horse Congress, or how we want to do this at events, whether it's even at a golf event, for example, or even doing a flexibility challenge for those golfers, because that's big for them. I don't know if they'll get on the ground and do push-ups, but have them understand the flexibility, because when they use the Beamer, I always hear that they tell me that their drive is further, and I think it has a lot to do with flexibility, and they're calmer, is what I do.
Yeah.
They get more in the parasympathetic response. All right,
well,
what's the numbers?
That's why I love athletes so much. Like I said, they're so in tune with their body, especially the endurance athletes, especially. They really get it. They feel it almost instantaneously. And if there was one weakness to Beamer, I'd say it is the fact that when you're using it, you know, quite often you don't hear anything, feel anything, see anything, you know. And so, I've seen a little bit of the new product that's coming out next year. There are some elements of that where you're going to be able to see that it's actually on and what it's doing. So good things to come. But in the meantime, athletes are great because they can tell such a good story about how Beamer helps them.
Wait a minute. Did you just give us a teaser right now, Brad? Did you just tease us with a new product? I can't believe this, Lisa.
That's why we're the number one blog talk radio show.
We only had 11 listeners before. Now we're up to Lisa. What's the number? What do we have here?
All right, Brad, I have to tell you, you don't have to send a Beebody to San Francisco. And not only that, you had the highest percentage of anybody that has done this challenge on this show. You had 26% increase.
Wow.
More than Tyson. He had to get 25, was it?
I'm going to text.
Yeah, but I would still consider sending a Beebody to Tom because – he knows some big people that might come down and hurt you.
That's very true. We actually have a really good interview coming out with Tom Zhang. We shot it about a week ago, and now Ben Garland, who's also on the 49ers, he's going to do a little cameo appearance and talk about how he's used Beamer and how Tom has trained him. So we're going to have some good stuff coming out in time for the manager meeting.
Awesome. We're going to let you go because I know you got work to do. You're being paid to do that, not to do push-ups. Lisa, do you want to add anything before we let Brad go?
No, Brad, I will tell you that we asked Tom Zhang a question about the guys who are using Beamer on a regular basis, like Ben Garland, and the ones that are just using it for targeted therapy. And he told us there was definite dip between the guys that are using it regularly and the ones that are just using it during therapy. So that was a great tip from him. So hopefully we can get more of those 49ers using it.
Well, okay. So one more insight for you guys that I haven't told really anybody. So, and if you're an NFL person, you know, But one of the most popular players on the 49ers now is George Kittle, and he's probably one of the top players in the NFL, and he's coming on board as an ambassador. So there you go. There's two nuggets for you.
I want Gronkowski. I want the Gronk.
Well, I want Tom Brady, but
I want Tom Brady too. He's too expensive, but I want him as well. Since I'm from New England, so get Hollywood.
You know what? I'm going to work on Gronk. He goes to the same yoga studio I do.
Oh. Yeah, I want to hang out with him.
All right. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for all these golden nuggets. Thanks for participating, and look forward to talking to you soon. And connecting. I'll be coming back to San Diego tomorrow. So I'll see you.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brad.
See you later. Bye.
If there's anyone that has any questions about anything they want to talk about, whatever Wednesday, just hit one now and ask us anything. If you had any questions, what you just learned about from Brad, I can reach out to him and talk to him and get those answers as well. Lisa, does anyone have any questions for us?
I do not have anybody in the queue yet, so definitely if you have questions, you want to get on there so we can get all of them answered, and that did the trick. So area code 626-390, 626-390, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Melanie Herrick from San Clemente, California, and I love what you guys are doing. Very exciting. I have a question. So in the new, when you look under the website with the product, and it doesn't show the B-Body video. So now that we're selling B-Bodies, is there a place we can go to actually get like a setup of the Beamer using the B-Body instead of just the Go unit?
Yes, actually in the back office, in the distributor library, under product information, there is a video. It's titled B-Body Usage and Application. It's
okay.
Not in the sales
okay.
and market. It's not in the sales and marketing tab. It's under the product information.
Okay, because then the life.beamergroup.com, like when you just send that out to people, and then under products, it only has the Go unit. It would be great if we could somehow update it to include the B-Body, just FYI, if you guys talk to the people who make the stuff, John or whoever, that would be great. But thank you. I will get it from there then. Thank you, Lisa.
You are welcome.
Lisa, it's a good thing that we're both on the third quarter advisory board, because we're going to cover a lot of these issues. So this is a great time for you all to call us. If there's anything you want to talk about that Lisa and I can kind of hammer through when it comes to the advisory board, we will do so. Just like that one comment right there.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great day, Ian and Lisa. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Melanie. All right. Our next caller is 910-528, 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, you guys, Jane McClaire in Lexington, Kentucky. You can always count on me to chime in. I did my own test, so and it has to do with this wonderful and fun stuff you were doing in the beginning. And I also want to make a point about the ambassadors. So first I'm going to tell you that I'm 74 and there aren't too many people keeping up with me, but I have a certain exercise routine. But I also have old injuries from being an athlete, equine athlete. Okay, I get up and my back is a little out, and I'm thinking, oh, man. But I've done my 8-minute normal routine on the Beamer. I get up and I test my back and everything with exercises. I can feel really a lot of tightness. So I decided to do what Randy Hood does all the time. I got back on the Beamer, and I put it on program 3 on the B-Body. And I got back up, and even I, after 3 years of being on the Beamer, was pretty darn amazed at the fluidity that I felt in these Pilates yoga exercises that I do. It was very exciting, quite frankly. So you don't have to be a young athlete to see those results. I just wanted to throw that out. And I want to ask a question, and maybe you all could carry it on. It really was for Brad. I follow, of course, a lot of these ambassadors being in the equine world. And you all, and Ian, I think you know I brought Boyd Martin in as an ambassador. And I know the other ones. Well, anyway, so I follow them. And also their interviews with the United States Equestrian Federation and United States Eventing Association. And never have I seen them randomly speak about the Beamer. And so my question is, are they only not told what to say? They love it. They use it. They're all in Tokyo with it. Are they regulated in some way? Because why would Boyd Martin put himself in an ice tub and talk about these other things that he did after his falls and never mentions Beamer? And I see this over and over. Question.
Perfect.
And
thank
you guys for
Ms.
today.
Lisa? Okay, so I'm going to answer this question in a couple different ways here. So first of all, what you're talking about in regards to using the B-Body for on program three for 20 minutes, we recommend, I might suggest that you try it. You don't have to have it on so high and for so long. The B-Body is great for the whole wellness of your body. So 8 minutes is really all you need. So use the wellness, the intensity button for the B-Body so we stay compliant. And with regards to using it on your legs or on your chest or whatever your body, I would recommend using the B-Pad on the different programs for that. So maybe use the B-Pad on a program three and put it between your legs and try it that way. Or try the B-Pad and
but
use
it works.
On your
But Ian, it works, and I get all this from Randy Hood.
Yeah, I know. And I love Randy
Hood,
too.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The only problem, the problem I have, we're trying to stay compliant, so we could actually send this recording out to people and people can listen to this. So that's
okay.
Our goal. That's our wish for that. But let me give you some more information when it comes to the sports ambassadors, because I work closely with them. And they do talk about the different, they're not ruled of what they can or cannot say, but I work with Leslie Patterson. I work with Denise. I work with Mavis Spencer. I work with these people. Understand that they're going to use as many different things to help their body on out. Beamer and Tyson too. It's just one adjunct therapy that they're going to use, and they believe in it, and it's part of their program. But they might do the ice bath as well, but then do the Beamer after that is what we suggest. I talked to Mavis Spencer, and she's had an incredible experience not only with a horse set but also the human set because she had a broken leg. And she used the Beamer, and this is her story, used that Beamer human set, and it helped heal her leg much, much faster to the point that her orthopedic doctors were surprised. And she was a believer. And so she talks to everybody about it out there in the field, out there in the shows. So I know that. I don't know Boy Martin very well. I only know of him through what we see. But if I ever have an opportunity to talk to him, I'd love to. But I know athletes, and I know that they like to use other things, like Tyson McGuffin will use other different things as adjunct therapies to help him on out, whether it's recovery, nutrition, whatever it might be. He goes, gets chiropractic work, he gets stretched, he gets all these things just to help them on out. So with Boyd, I know we like to see him in that cold hot bath. I think I got a friend on this call, maybe Cindy Schellenberg. She loves to see those pictures of Boyd in the ice bath. Hey, Cindy, I just wanted to give you a shout for that one, for sure. But it's all good, and we're going to have a great booth, and we're going to have a picture of Boyd in that, hopefully, using the human set, and hopefully we'll have one of the horse shows with Boyd, and we can ask him that particular question as well. Okay? Thanks, guys.
All right.
Lisa?
Our next caller is 614-857. 614-857. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. This is Crystal Berman from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Ian. Hi, Lisa. Great show. Okay, so when Ian opened up, hey, we got third quarter board on here, my suggestion and thought that I would love to see happen during this Quarter Horse Congress, and we're obviously bringing a lot of Beamer momentum to the city of Columbus, I would love to see Columbus be one of the locations for the live event that, you know, started in Florida and now we're popping up different little things. So if a live event could happen in Columbus that the distributors were able to tag team on and put together, I would love to see that happen.
That is a great idea, and I know they want to do more around the country. We are in the middle of Beamer promoting 100 meetings in 100 days. There are definitely some top leaders in that area. I don't know, maybe we could get David Easterbrook to maybe help organize that. So we will definitely pass that suggestion on, and I appreciate you guys calling in today.
Thank you.
And that's a great point. That fits right into our 100 meetings in 100 days. And yeah, let's see if we can do that. I know I'm going to be up there for a period of time. Maybe we could do it around that time before or after the Quarter Horse Congress.
That's a great idea. Great idea. We have another caller on the line, 713-569. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. This is Sandra in Houston. And sorry, I'm not on my usual hands-free.
Maybe this will be better. So I wanted, you just said the 100 days, 100 meetings, and so I wanted to add in that I did one last Wednesday at my home when Casey was doing her little Zoom, and I had a guest. It was the first time she'd been really exposed to Beamer, and I'm going over to her house now to get her order.
So, congratulations. You know, that's awesome. This stuff works.
Yeah, I just want to say it was so easy because, you know, maybe somebody was doing the presentations before COVID and FDA, and I was, and then the thought of just having to relearn everything and, you know, be good in front of the room, man, you don't have to do that. Take that pressure off yourself and plug and play.
For sharing that. How many people did you have at your event, Sandra?
I had three people and another person on my team. It was great. Everybody
awesome.
Had a
and that's,
experience afterwards. And,
good. And that's a great point. You don't have to have, I said that's a great point. You don't have to have, 30, 50 people at a meeting like Mike Malley does. But you know, you have to start somewhere. And if you had, you know, three or four people there and you sold a Beamer, that's a pretty good conversion rate.
I'd say it is. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Sandra.
Thanks for the great show. Okay.
All right. Our next caller is area code 831-760. 831-760. You are live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And I called in last week announcing that I would have had my first meeting. And you asked that I would call back to report how it was. So I do. And it was great. It was it was just fun and wonderful and amazing. And I will keep doing it. I have had actually a second one. Last Sunday, because it's such a different atmosphere to have a group compared to one-on-one. And it appears to me that people who are a little bit, don't tell me anything, right? In a group, they can see others, they can observe others, they hear others. And we had such a good atmosphere. It was just, they didn't want to leave, really. I mean, after a while, yes, it got late, but it was so good, and I'm so encouraged by doing this just to wake up and encourage and inspire all the people who have signed up underneath of me last year with the second fast track I did. And my feeling is people are just shy to do it, just to approach people and to talk to them and whatever relationship they have, they don't want to just appear as, oh, now you're my friend, but now I'm selling you something. But in a group setting, it just seemed, it was not that thing. It just, people were curious, people wanted to try, they wanted to share. So it makes it so easy, totally easy and fun.
Well, congratulations. I'm so glad that you called back in and shared your results with us. And if I remember correctly, you kind of did a watch party with Casey, is that correct?
Correct. So that was it was interesting. I mean, the other one we did on Sunday, we just did it all among ourselves, but with Casey, what was cool, it's like an event within an event. So besides what I had said and the other distributors, what they already have told their clients, then to hear through Casey live again, it was just like a big three-way call in a way, just to have another person again verifying what we were already telling them beforehand. So it was cool. It worked great. The Zoom link worked, no difficulties. Casey, as always, upbeat, good energy. So it was great, yes.
Good, good. And it gave you the confidence to then do it on your own, which is
also... Oh, yeah, and we will have a third one. Yeah, we will have a third one latest on Friday. So it's easy. I mean, once I had kind of mapped out how I do it, how I'm comfortable with, how do I visualize kind of how I want to flow through the meeting, it was easy. You know, I can just replicate, kind of go along my path and just add to it. Wherever I learn, I get better at things, I can add more things, my distributors will grow into it and they will take over more and more. So it will become more a whole team meeting, right? So it's just great for us to, whoever is local and can come with their clients, it's just such a good bonding, learning experience, yeah. And I can follow up. I mean, right now, I really want to do it every week because I'm in fast track, realizing myself how much more easier it is in a group setting just to introduce my two own team members that are IBDTs. They just get used to it. That's normal, and they won't have hesitations to do it in the future. And one of my IBDTs, she actually had a person buying from her after she came on Sunday evening to our meeting, and she bought her unit on Monday morning. So my IBDT, the one, she is now an IBDJ, and she is totally happy and excited. And yeah, so it's just excitement carries us forward, right?
Yeah, so that's so great. Thank you for sharing, and hopefully this also encourages everyone else that's listening today to also get out there and, you know, use the watch party or do your own presentation, use I Decide as a presentation, but, you know, just getting people back on Beamer and doing it live, and now you have momentum. So that's fantastic. Thank you for calling back in and sharing with us.
Yes,
sure,
I'm sorry,
welcome.
What was your first name again?
Sibylle. Sibylle, S-I-B-Y-L-L-E, Sibylle.
That was the most motivational part of today, was you speaking right there. Forget Brad Horn and his push-ups. We know he cheated. So it's more important to hear what you just had to say, because I think that's going to help out more IBDs. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, Ian, we have like 30 seconds left. Any final parting words?
You know, I think this is great. We're going to have another challenge for next month, but I'm kind of thinking, Lisa, maybe we should continue with 100 meetings for 100 days, and after hearing what was just said, help people to have their first meetings or even have a larger meetings. What do you think?
I agree. And using all those marketing tools from Brad Horn and his team to incorporate into your live meeting. So
I'm going to say goodbye. Lisa, I'm going to let you just close out for everybody.
All right. Everybody have a great Wednesday, and we will be back next Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.